This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Burt Show.
As a person that's had the good fortune of not having to be on dating apps and do a whole bunch of back and forth when it comes to texting and dating, I got a very unique and intense peek into how a woman thinks and how she deciphers DMs and texts when she and a guy are starting to do the dance of dating over the weekend. And I want to thank Abby for that.
That's what I'm here for.
So we're at my surprise birthday party. And Abby, without getting into too many details, was DMing with a dude. And at first, it was just Abby talking to one person, trying to decipher what she should say to this guy, and then trying to figure out exactly what he was saying with his words and what the tone was and what this capital letter meant, right? And they're talking, and then the crowd starts to get bigger and bigger as we all start to get in on this puzzle, trying to figure out what her next move should be, trying to decipher exactly what he was saying. Was he being professional? Was he being personal? Should she be aggressive? Is he being aggressive? And what's going on and on and on and on until all 45 people at the party.
It's truly a spectator sport watching me date.
It reminds me of that scene in Queen's Gambit, because this is like a massive chess game where she's there at this major tournament and there she's on the phone with like seven other guys who are trying to like talk her through like what all her next moves should be. And I feel like that's what that was.
Yeah, that's what we like to call the writer's room, where we all get into a little huddle and figure out what we should write in our manuscript to this man. And we chose to write nothing back. So we got nothing done as writers.
It was absolutely unbelievable to watch. It really, really was.
It's panic inducing.
Okay, so I messed up the schedule. We're supposed to be doing this at 6:30, so my bad.
Oh. I was wondering. I was like, this wasn't on the schedule.
So we're now going to move the 6:30 to 6:20. Okay, so we need to bring the interns in here. All right. A little slow still from Saturday night.
It's okay.
So as we are sitting here, I mean, it seriously is like, it's almost like a tennis match. No.
No.
It was more like having a council. Like a council of people around trying to guide you into making right decisions. Right?
Yeah, it's the writer's room. The way the girls picture it, especially in a group chat, is it's sort of like you're writing your own TV show. You huddle together. You analyze what one character has said. We have to think about what their motives are. We have to think, do we want this to be a comedic scene? Is this a dramatic scene? What direction is my character development going in?
Yeah, the writers, they're trying to go for the laugh, right? Where in this instance, they're just trying to go for, oh, I don't know, your soulmate that's going to be with you for the rest of your life. Don't screw it up.
I think we might have.
All right. Oh, did we?
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about it later in the week, so I don't want to say too much.
Okay. It's an interesting storyline.
It's an interesting
one. I was confused. It felt like there was so much on the line, you know?
I mean, only the rest of my life.
Yes, there always is so much on the line.
A lot of pressure.
I mean, true love's kind of a big deal.
So last week, you thought, okay, maybe it's time for me to get the intern's help on some of this.
Yes, so I have just gotten canceled on so many dates in the last couple of months. Like the last 6 months, I've probably been asked out 4 or 5 different times. And out of those 4 or 5 different times, I've been canceled on just like out of nowhere after I've been asked out. So I have come to the conclusion that there is something about me on the internet that's not correct. That's that there is something making me look real sus to
that's
these men.
That's not correct, she says.
I don't think that
can't be correct.
There's a right and a wrong here, and apparently I'm hella wrong. So I challenged the interns last week, which I'm now regretting, to find whatever sus information is out there on the internet about me so that I can scrub it, so I can stop getting canceled on, because... My clock's ticking. Like, I'm turning 27 next week.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's ticking so loud. We can barely do the show in here because it's ticking so loud, right? And you thought that maybe, okay, because you're more accessible than others in their lives, because you do this for a living, people can go online, they can YouTube it, your segments, so much out there, right?
They just know too much about me before the date, so I think there's just something out there that's freaking them out, and I want to take it down because I'm sick of getting canceled on.
All right, intern Messiah, you first, man. What did you find online that perhaps is turning dudes off?
Okay, so I don't think that I necessarily found... something so pivotal, but I kind of broke down who you are as a person based on how you project yourself on social media.
So you're just going to break down my psyche.
Yes.
He would like to present you with his PowerPoint this morning. We're going to be here a while.
With the latest post, or like your vacation that you went on with your mom, it was so cute. It was, you know, heartfelt or whatnot, but maybe how... you know, females characterize guys as mama's boys. Maybe they're starting to character you as like a mama's girl.
Oh.
They might think that you rely on your mother for certain things.
Oh.
And they might think that you run to your mom to tell things too. So they're like, maybe she's too close with her mother and she's a mama's girl.
Okay.
That could be, it's wrong. But
it's not accurate.
But if this is their perception, then really, we need to take it into account.
And then you also have this like book club. And for some guys, they might think that you're a geek.
Smart.
Or dork in a sense. So I thought maybe that as well.
Yeah, that smart vibe's got to go.
Yeah.
Stop reading and cut your mother off.
All these good values, you got to like throw them out the window. Family and reading.
Good values. Y'all haven't seen my Kindle Unlimited. The Bible is not on there.
From if they watch our the podcast or listen to the radio show. So it's kind of like a double take I have on you. So. You're very bold. You're very upfront, and you seem like, you know, you're very headstrong. You know what you want, what you like.
Well, all these are turn off. Jesus.
But then also though, so guys might think, okay, she's not easily manipulated. So I can't really like swing her my way if I wanted to, you know, kind of like persuade her or whatever the case may be.
You gotta be more dumb.
Oh, yeah.
God forbid. So you got to shrink yourself down, be dumb so you can be manipulative or manipulated. Don't have a good relationship with your family. And what else was it? Just don't be you, essentially.
Oh, and stop reading. Forgot about that.
Become an inanimate object, and then you will win love.
This is really just proving to me why I've been single this long. Okay, so this is a good start.
But then also with you being headstrong, you're also very vulnerable on the radio station as well. So they might think that maybe, is she a crybaby? But these are all assumptions. That's what I'm saying. I could not find anything dirt-wise on you, so I had to make perceptions about how they can perceive you.
Every time I thought he was finished, he was like, and also...
Do you want to come back later in the show if you have more? All right, let's go to Annalie now.
Okay, like Messiah, I didn't find anything bad. Like, there was nothing that I looked up and I just saw, like, terrible things about you. Like, it was all very good. But I think that because you are so successful, it could be intimidating to men to see, you know, that you like do have this social media preference that could be a little bit worrisome for them. But then also I do have a quote. You said like in your Meet the Abbey video that the Burt Show posted, you said the two things on your bucket list are to see Taylor Swift and to trick a man into loving me.
And I've already got one of them down. So
they could have like heard that and been like, I don't know. Okay. But yeah, there was nothing bad that I found.
Okay, wow, I love this. Just boost my ego more.
Of course.
Let's do that.
It's a little tweak. Little tweak.
A little tweak.
Don't be funny. Okay, scratch that off
the
list.
Yeah, satire is off the list. Definitely. No more satire.
Kylie, okay.
Oh, and torpedo your career. Don't have one of those.
Oh, yes. Forgot about that. I won't pay my bills.
This whole intimidating strong woman thing, we're going to have to get into later also.
Yeah,
okay?
Because
a guy is intimidated by that.
You don't want to be with him.
You
anyway.
Don't want to be with him. Right.
Yeah, I might throw you a little curveball right now.
Oh, God.
Because, I mean, I stalked you pretty hard. And at the end, I was like, she looks cool. She looks hot. She seems funny. I didn't see anything wrong with it. Like,
now you are funny. You seem funny.
I seem funny.
And I seem hot. It's all those filters.
No, you looked hot. You look cool. All of the things. It was really good. I thought your social media, everything was perfect.
I'm sensing a butt.
And I think a lot of most straight men aren't really looking that deep on the internet and social media and all of that. I think it's not your social media. I think it comes down to the taxi light theory. You guys, have y'all heard of that?
I have heard of the taxi light theory.
Do tell.
Taxi light theory is when a man has his taxi light on, he's ready for commitment and to settle down. If the taxi light's off, he's just there to mess around. And I feel like majority of these guys on dating apps don't have their taxi light on.
They're just not ready.
Right. They can tell you're ready for something serious. You don't want to mess around. And a guy that doesn't have their taxi light on, they're driving.
They're driving right past me. Yeah. After they ask me out.
Yeah, so, I don't think there's anything wrong with you.
Like, Abby, you just need to start Sluber. Slut Uber.
Sluber. You only pick up sluts? I'm going to see the preferences on that one.
It's just where my taxi light is on 24/7.
That's okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And lastly, Caroline?
So I've got to know you for a little bit over the last couple months.
Okay.
And I remember trying to set you up with someone, and he runs sound for Riley Green, by the way.
Oh, damn, so that's a way in.
And
wait, I thought it wasn't Riley. I thought it was somebody else.
It was, well, they opened for Riley Green.
Gotcha.
So, but he's back there while Riley Green is on stage.
It's closer to him than I'll ever get.
Yes. So I think, and when you didn't respond to him on Instagram, he got intimidated by you because the first thing he told me was your Instagram presence was scary. And I think men are intimidated by you. Aww. I really think so. And that's a compliment in my book.
That's so sweet. Also, I didn't know he DM'd me.
He did.
So now I feel bad.
He did.
Aww. We tell him I'm sorry and that he
I tried to set her up on like a blind date and they could have been great.
I will say this, that back me on this if you think this is right, Mo. And if I'm not, tell me also. I think that most guys aren't intimidated by women, but I think women use that as an excuse, or it's their fallback reason why they're not attracting more men.
Nah, I don't think as many men are intimidated by women as women make it seem, but I do think there are a lot of men who genuinely are.
That don't want successful women.
Yes.
Don't want family women.
They don't have the ego. They don't have, like, whatever it is that a man is supposed to have to where if you're here, then I'm going to level up and match you, and now we there together. You got to feed a lot of these guys' egos, man.
Mm. You don't want any of those guys anyway.
See, I could go on a whole spiel about intimidating things because there are women way more intimidating to me that are married and are fine. So it's got to be something else. I'm going to find it. And when I do, I'm going to take it off the internet.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.